going to talk about something that probably you don't think about much until you wear a talis gadol. I remember right shortly after I got married, I was davening in Queens in the shul that I used to do, Rabbi Arieli shul, and my neighbor who lived upstairs from me, who was like way older than me, he was like 3 years older than me, he was married forever for like 3 years, had come over to me and said, you know, your talis strings are dragging on the floor, you shouldn't do that, you shouldn't have your talis strings dragging on the floor. So I want to talk about that halacha. What are the possible exceptions to halacha? What are the reasons for the halacha? Why is it that talis strings, and where does it come from? So there is no Gemara that says that your talis strings shouldn't drag on the floor. However, the Gemara does talk about bizui mitzvah in general, that a person should not do things, do mitzvahs in a derech bizayon, be mevaza the cheftza shel mitzvah. The Gemara talks about doing kisei adam by kicking dirt onto the blood, that's considered to be a bizui mitzvah. So in the Beis Yosef, in Simon Chaf Aleph, he quotes from the Agur, b'shem Agos Mordechai, kolam agar tzitzios yav, anyone who's tzitzios, drag on the floor, alav akasamor v'tah tasiyah b'matei atei hashmad, that the Navi Yishayo has such not nice things to say, that he's using his tzitzis like something as a cloth to wipe the floor, that it's a disrespect, it's a disrespectful way to treat the tzitzis. So that is all the Beis Yosef says. The next we hear of it in Shulchan Aruch, in Simon Chaval of Siv Dalid, Shulchan Aruch writes, Yesh li zark shadam lovish talis, shlo yigro tzitziosav, that a person should be careful when he's wearing a talis, that his tzitzis should not drag. Now the problem is that this seems to be against an explicit Gemara. Because the Gemara in Maseches Gittin, and Daf Nun Vava Meralef, in the Churban Agaritas, the Gemara tells us that there was a man named Ben Tzitzis HaKeses. And why was it called Ben Tzitzis HaKeses? This is the Gemara talking about the rich men of Yerushalayim. That when Yerushalayim was under siege, there were three men who got up and said, we're going to supply the wood, we're going to supply the oil, whatever different things that were needed. And one of these men was Ben Tzitzis HaKeses. What was so great about Ben Tzitzis HaKeses? That when he would walk, his tzitzis wouldn't drag on the floor. They would put cushions under his tzitzis so that his tzitzis would go on the cushions and wouldn't be dragging on the and wouldn't be dragging directly on the floor. That's what was so awesome about him. That's what was so great about him. Now the problem is, if that's a maila, that's something that's so great, that's something that's so wonderful, that implies that it's not an absolute chiyuv to not have your tzitzis drag on the floor. That regular people do have their tzitzis drag on the floor. What do you mean? It's usher. How could regular people have their tzitzis drag on the floor? So the Achronim take three different approaches to answering this question. Two in the Magen Avraham, and then a third approach in the Sefer Leket HaKemach HaChadash. So the Magen Avraham is obviously the more authoritative of those works. Magen Avraham in Sivkat and Gimel and Simul Chav Dalid says that the tzitzios of Ben Tzitzis HaKeses would go on Karmu Ksasos so that they would not be B'Zayon, but everyone else just had shorter tzitzis, meaning he wanted to make sure that he had these long, beautiful tzitzis. And he knew that together with that, he runs the risk of having the tzitzios drag on the floor. So in order to address that problem, he got these cushions. And that was a great maila, because look how far he went just for that extra hidur mitzvah. But regular people just don't have such long tzitzis to begin with, and they don't have the problem to begin with. That's what the Magen Avraham writes. Then the Magen Avraham says, the second answer, is that the real kpeda is that the tzitzis shouldn't be dragging when you are wearing them, because it looks like you're taking the tzitzis to clean the house with. But if while you're walking they happen to drag, that's not a big deal. Meaning when you put them on, if they're dragging as you're placing them on, so that's a problem, because that makes it look like you're just taking this beged with the tzitzis and you're just wiping the floor with the beged. But as you're already wearing it as a beged and you're just walking around and the tzitzis happen to drag, we're not so makbid about that, because it doesn't look like you're using the tzitzis to clean the house. And that's what Rav Yishaya Pick in the Sefer HaFlah Shabbat Arachim quotes from the Aruch, that everyone would have their tzitzios drag on the floor, and he would say like the second teretz of the Magen Avraham, not like the first teretz of the Magen Avraham, because obviously if you held like the first teretz, then everyone would not be allowed to have their tzitzios drag on the floor. Nevertheless, it doesn't, and that's what the Magen Avraham says. It's the Lashon Shulchan Aruch is Kishadam Lovesh Talis. Kishadam Lovesh Talis means when he's putting his talis on. It doesn't mean that so long as he's wearing his talis. Now, The Sefer Lekat HaKemach suggests HaChadash, Simen Chaf Aleph Sivkat Nirches, suggests in the name of the Chaye Olam a third approach. And he says that maybe the whole Isser is only on the actual sheer tzitzis, meaning there's a certain length that your tzitzis have to be. The part of the tzitzis that makes up the knots should be four agodels, and then the string, the loose hanging string, should be twice as long as the knots. So it should be a total of 12 agodels. So that's the length of the tzitzis. Anything that's beyond that length is not part of the mitzvah tzitzis, and that extra length of string is allowed to drag on the floor. So that's what they were saying about Ben Tzitzis HaKesef, that he had this tremendous chumrah and this beautiful minhag that even the extra part he wouldn't let drag on the floor. But for everybody else, the extra part we're allowed to have drag on the floor. Now, when you first see that answer, you think, that's a little bit strange. No, it doesn't sound at all that way from the Shulchan Aruch. It sounds like any part of your tzitzis, mechi, tesi, we're going to draw an imaginary line somewhere on the tzitzis and say below this line can drag and above this line cannot drag. Where does he get this from? So if you look in the source, if you look in the Beis Yosef, you see exactly where he gets it from. Because in the Beis Yosef, in that very same paragraph where he discusses this idea of the augur, not to have your tzitzis drag on the floor, points out that the Tur in this context quotes that when it comes to an esrog de mitzvah, so he says that the Tur quotes in the name of the Shiltos Rav Chaigo in Parsha Shlach, Asul b'nei Yisrael l'mevet tzorchein b'midi davel l'mevet b'yidei chavos mitzvah. You're not allowed to take care of your own needs with something that you use for a mitzvah, like the strings of your tzitzis, or the Hoshana l'aruchei bei, Hoshana to smell, or the esrog de mitzvah l'michlei, to eat the esrog of a mitzvah. And on that, says the Beis Yosef, Kasav Rabbeinu HaGadol Ma'ari Abuav, Pirish Avgav de Minadinu, Sheme esrog gadol, Sheyachol l'echol mimenu. Even though you're allowed to eat from the esrog if it's larger than the shear, as long as you leave a kibetza of it left over, Ein lasos zeh, you shouldn't do it. So says the Beis Yosef, I don't understand. Why not? If the Gemara says in Sukkah Lamed Vav, Rabbi Chanina matbil v'nafik ben, he would dip it in a dip and chew on it, you know, take a bite out of it, then he'd be yotzei the mitzvah, even though it was huksa l'mitzvasa. So what, you want to tell me Rabbi Chanina was doing something wrong? So says the Beis Yosef, no, when we say that you're not supposed to eat the esrog, it means that it's bizayin to eat the esrog. That's only if it's at its minimum shear. But if you have more than the shear necessary, then you could eat the extra. You could eat whatever's beyond the regular shear. So in that context, that's an ilchus tzitzis, Beis Yosef says this. So you understand why this sefer wants to suggest that maybe the same is true with tzitzis, that anything that's beyond the regular shear, you're allowed to be mevazeh in that way, you're allowed to have it drag on the floor. Now, what's the reason for the issur? So the pashut reason is that it's a bizui mitzvah, like we said, and that's really the source based on the Beis Yosef and the Agur and the Tur. However, the Mishnah Berurah quotes another reason as well, that kikarov sheyipaslu, that it's more likely that they're going to become puzzle when they're dragging on the floor, because someone will step on them, they'll get caught in something, and you don't want to passel your tzitzis. Now, the quote from Chaim Kanievsky in the Sefer HaLibud HaHilchos, Tshuva number 67, that when a person is doing the atifas hatalis, when he's first wrapping the talis, it's not a problem if the strings hit the floor, because it's only the fisha'a, it's only for a moment, it only happens for a second, which is the opposite of the second answer of the Magen Avraham. Right, second answer of the Magen Avraham is it's only a problem when you're first putting on the talus. Rav Chaim Kanievsky said, no, it's really a bizui mitzvah to have it schlepping on the floor as you're walking, but when you first put on the talus, then it's not a problem because it's only the fisha, it's only for a moment, so you don't have to keep such close track of where all your tzitzios are when you're wearing your talus. The Aruch HaShulchan also points out that you don't have to be nuts about this. You know, if it occasionally hits the floor, it's not the end of the world, that's okay. It's only to have it at a length where it's consistently dragging on the floor that it's a problem. And the Sefer Shiari Knesset HaGadola points out that it's only if it's dragging while you are walking. Let's say you sit down in your chair, so your talus strings are going to touch touch the floor, that's not a big deal, he says. There are Chashulchan says, certainly though, even if you're sitting and the strings are on the floor, it may not be a big deal, but if people are going to step on them, that's its own bizui. So to have it schlep behind you is a bizui, but to have people step on it is also a bizui. Most of the time, I see when people sit down with their talis, they normally gather their tzitzis, so the tzitzis shouldn't be on the floor. So it's something to be cognizant of. It's halach and Shulchan Aruch, that when a person gets a talis, they should go into the chasen class curriculum. When people first put on talis, that they should be careful not to have the tzitzios drag on the floor.